The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. Tracy here, and I am joined today by with Merv Ecker. Say hi, Merv.
Hi.
Merv is one of our amazing, relatively new clients who has an incredible story. We cannot wait. I can't wait to share with everyone here. I think you're going to find it really exciting. A little bit of background about Merv. He started ex-Amish cleaning, and yes, we're going to talk about that for sure, ex-Amish cleaning in 2016, and now has two locations, one in Nashville, Tennessee, and the other in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he runs a thriving residential cleaning company service. So Merv, let's just dive right in. How about that?
That sounds great.
So tell us a little bit. I mean, this is such a juicy story. Ex-Amish. I mean, it's right there in the name, the sort of mystique or the curiosity I'm sure everybody has about that. Tell us a little bit about your story, your backstory of how you came to be ex-Amish and why cleaning? Why'd you start this company? What was that about?
I mean, I don't know how far back we want to go with it, but I mean, basically, we'll just start off with, we just wanted freedom. Yeah. So the community is great. We love, you know, how we was brought up. We still incorporate that in our lives today. But we just wanted to be free, you know, to kind of make our own choices, to start businesses, stuff like that.
Yes.
So we moved to Nashville, Tennessee in the end of 2015. And that was, I guess, a dream. We've always wanted to live in Nashville. So that's why we moved here. And we got here and then we realized that, whoa, you know, like to find a job in a city like this is another story because we didn't have a GED. We don't have a high school diploma, none of that. So when I went to look for jobs, they required that. So I couldn't get a good paying job.
Mm.
So that's kind of where ex-Amish cleaning was born, is because we was hungry,
yeah.
Had no money. And then my wife was like, you know, what do we know how to do? And she was like, well, we could clean houses. You know, I know how to clean, but I was like, I don't have any experience with cleaning, you know? So we just took off with it. I printed up some business cards and started handing them out. And, you know, our first job was a very big house. It was 7,500 square foot was my very first job.
Wow.
So it kind of set the standards pretty high right up front, you know? So, that's where it started.
It's truly an amazing. I know there's a lot more detail about your story how harrowing all of that was for you. But I think the thing that most people, when they get into cleaning, it's very similar story in that, what do we know how to do? Let's start doing that. Start with what we know. And once it started to take off for you, because clearly we're all of us who are not and have never been Amish are always intrigued with this very somewhat secretive or closed, you know, community and what that was like and the lifestyle. So I think you have said to me offline that mystique sort of helped you grow very quickly. Mm-hmm. And from 2016 to now, you've developed, you're in two markets, you have a very thriving business. How did you handle that growth? How did you know what to do or how to handle, you know, going from just being cleaners to actually having a business? What was that like?
Well, I kind of prepared, I guess I could say, not realizing it, but I prepared myself. So I got, these are one of the reasons why, again, the story, the beginning of the story happened many years before we actually left. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I actually joined a leadership group. Okay. Signed up as a network marketing group. And what they did, they specifically were, it was reading books. Like that was their selling. It was selling leadership material.
Yeah.
So that's what helped me realize that, you know, why am I sitting here, you know, in the Amish country? You know what I mean? Like that helped me propel myself. Like, okay, think bigger. There's more to life than just sitting on the farm, you know, things like that. So yeah. That actually, not realizing, set me up for business. So yes. They had you on a book of the month program with audios, you know, that you could listen to. It's a regular stand, you know, network marketing group, you know, so you go to seminars every month.
You self-educated, you got yes. your own type of education.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
So we went to seminars every month.
Uh-huh.
We had meetings every Tuesday that we would go to. Mm-hmm. So not realizing, but that was my education. I spent probably, you know, it was 5 years. I'd say I spent about $50,000 in that, you know, like if I add everything up, all the seminars and books and materials and all that. So that actually prepared me before we left the Amish. So that kind of gave me an idea of what was happening on the outside world, you know, so to speak, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, so that helped me when I started business, that's why I knew that I wanted to, I wanted to do business. I didn't know what, but I wanted to be involved with business just from reading the materials, studying, all that. And then, so that's kind of where, I guess, of course you're never prepared. I mean, when things happen, I mean, our first year, I mean, when we started it, we made, our tax returns were like $15,000. Okay. I mean, that's living in a car. I mean, that's what we did. Like, I mean, there's no money there. Like, right. There's no money. I mean, right. So we had to like scrape together to go to Walmart to buy our first vacuum to start this, like literally. So I don't even know how, it was just like day to day, I guess, you know? So I remember our first year we made 100,000 and I was like, whoa, this is what it's like to make 100. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But it all kind of happened so fast. I kind of was prepared, I guess, from the previous years of studying and kind of talking to different people. But you're never prepared. You know, you're never, you know.
Well, what I love about what you just said, Merv, and this is so important. Of course, me being a business mindset coach, and we talk about this a lot, you prepared yourself here mentally, right? Your mindset, your emotional mastery, your discipline, all the things that really are the determination, the determining factors of whether someone is successful or not, isn't necessarily all the skills, because skills can be learned, right? Skills, tactics, strategies, things like that. You can acquire that. But if you don't have, you know, you don't have your head straight. You don't have your mindset straight. You don't have mastery over your emotions, your state of being, then it doesn't matter. You could learn all the best tactics on the planet and that isn't going to help you. So what I'm hearing you say is in your story, you developed a very strong sense of personal identity. You really steeled yourself mentally and had that, I'm going to do this no matter what, right? Fiery commitment and mindset. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I couldn't say it any better. That's perfect. I love how I could probably say, take me an hour to explain that and you can just say it in 2 minutes. But yeah, I mean, that's 100% correct. I mean, hard work. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, so many people are like, well, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that. But then they don't put in that, you know, it's like you said, it's not just even going out cleaning, that type of hard work. It's not
right.
That, because you can only clean so many toilets,
right?
You know, whatever you're doing. I don't care what you start.
Right.
At some point, like I always thought to myself, what was it from the $15,000 in 2015 to $100,000 in 2016? Mm-hmm. I tell people that all the time. Like I worked. Actually, I shouldn't say I work less, but only thing that changed was the way I thought about things. It was the mind. That's all it was. I literally work less every year, but I, for some reason, make more every year. It's not, it's not that I work harder. It's a, I don't even work smarter. It's just, you have to, it's the way you think about things.
Oh, it's so true. And that's exactly why I brought that up, is to go from sort of a culture, right, in your Amish community that has a very specific type of mindset around life, around expectations and what you should or shouldn't be doing and all of that, you know that. And to make that transformation, that transition into what you're doing now is all mindset. And yeah. I want everyone out there, because, you know, Merv, there are a lot of cleaner, solo cleaners who are wanting to become businesses, who want to get out of cleaning and own a real business, that struggle with this. And we know, because we talk to so many of them every single month, that still, you know, they're in that in between, like, okay, I'm making as much money as I can cleaning. I need to go from being a cleaner to being a cleaning company owner. Maybe you can share from a mindset perspective how you made that transition, because at some point you had to hire people. You had to, right? You couldn't do it all by yourself, you and your wife. You had to start thinking about the systems that you needed in place. And I know that eventually that's why you came to us, is because you were ready to go to that next level. But I'd love for you to share when you made the transition from being a cleaner or doing the cleaning yourself to being business owner. What was that from a mindset perspective? What did you think different? How did that work for you?
I never thought as a cleaner from the beginning. I don't know if that makes sense or not. Like I never thought of it as a cleaner. Mm. I always, because when I sat down and I said, we're going to have, from the very beginning, we had no furniture in our apartment. Like Tracy, I don't know how to, I can't even explain to you what this was like. Like I was laying on the carpet with a pen, with a pad and paper.
Right.
And I was setting, writing my goals. Remember how I told you, I don't know if I told you, but I said in many of these calls, the importance of writing down your goals morning and night is what changes. It's what changed my life. Like it's not, there's not, I don't know what else to say. Like, so when I sat down and from the very beginning, I was writing down my goals and I said, okay, we're going to have 60 customers at $400 and whatever it is, doing the math, that'll make me 100 grand or whatever it was. You know what I mean? Like I already laid that out. My wife was like, Merv, you're crazy. There's no way that's going to happen. I said, how are we going to do it? I'm like, we're going to do it.
We'll figure it out.
Like, this is happening. Like, you know what I mean? And so I never thought of it as cleaning. Like,
okay.
Now I would do it. I did it because I will do whatever it takes. If I have to go clean, I'll do it. And I never have, and I never will make someone do something that I'm not willing to do first or myself. So I just had that in mind all the whole time. From the day, I didn't even know how to print up a business card. I literally had to Google it. How do I make business cards? And freaking VistaPrint popped up because it's that one, clicked on it. I had no idea how to do any of that, but it wasn't the cleaning I was thinking about. It was, the end in mind. Yeah. I already started with the end in mind and whatever it took in between there, whether it was cleaning a toilet, whether it was dealing with a bad customer, whether it was how am I going to hire people? I had no idea how. It didn't matter. I didn't question any of it.
But you knew it needed to be done.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how.
Right.
Like I didn't know how to clean it. I didn't know how the appropriate way was to clean a 7,000 square foot house. You know what I mean? Like I didn't know how to charge it. I didn't know any of it. All I knew is there was money in it because if I talked to some other people, I knew there was good money in it. How to get to the end, I wasn't sure, but I didn't care. I just knew that I could do it. I knew it was available. I knew there was 1,000 customers in Nashville that could use my services. That's all I knew. I don't know if that makes sense. And I don't know if I'm explaining it properly.
No, I love that. So I just want to, you said so many great things. So what I want to do is pull out those really for Clean Nation so that you can connect with this out there listening right now, because maybe where you are right now, Clean Nation, maybe you're not quite where Merv started, where he was like, I just know, I have this deep knowing within me. I never thought of myself as a cleaner. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you did start out and you do identify yourself as a cleaner first, and take pride in that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're trying to grow a business, here's what you said, Merv. And here's what, tune in, everyone. Listen up. You said, I never had an identity around being a cleaner. You identified yourself immediately as a business owner. You said, whatever that takes. You started acting like a business owner before you had a business. You started projecting, imaging, goal setting, writing your goals out with quantified numbers. You started with the end in mind. All of those things are the quote mindset of an owner. That's one of the biggest distinctions. And Clean Nation out there, if you're still wobbly on that, you're like, I don't know. Like, how did he know? There's, I will just say this. I'll do a little bit of coaching here because I know, Merv, for you, that was an easier transition because you just, it's probably part of your DNA to a certain degree, but you got that fever early on and you just had that passion. But for some, it's harder. So I just want to do a little quick transition here and let everyone know if that's where you are, you're not where Merv is yet. One thing you can do today is make a decision, because nothing happens until you decide, and decision comes from the root word incision, right? To cut away all other options. So you got to burn your boats. I mean, you know, Merv, you burned the boats. Like when you left and you're like, we're taking the island because we burned the boats. There was no going back. And I think what happens is a lot of people vacillate and they kind of go back and forth because cleaning is safe for many people. And so when you want something out there, Clean Nation, the first step is to decide. And when you decide, you take action immediately. This is what Merv is talking about. What he did, sitting on his floor with no furniture, writing out his goals, going, I don't know how to hire people, but I'm going to figure it out, because he decided and he took action. So Merv, I want to ask you here's an interesting question. So if you had one piece of advice to all of the companies owners out there, or the solo cleaners especially, that are trying to break out of the, you know, that space where they're like back and forth and they really want to grow, they really want to get where you are right now, what would be the one piece of advice you would give them?
I would say know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you get in the car and you start the car, but you have no, I mean, you could end up anywhere. Like, I think so many people do that. They think they want something, but they don't know. And if you don't know as the GPS or whatever it is, if you don't type it in, the GPS ain't going to go anywhere. There's not going to point anywhere. You first have to know where are we going? What's the destination? You know, like, that's probably there's a million things I could probably say, but I would say I am so passionate about goal setting.
Yes.
And not just that, investing in yourself, like in books. I don't know how many people will sit there and what'd you do last night? Oh, well, I was watching TV. I said, you see that good show? Hey, Merv, have you ever heard of so-and-so? I'm like, I have no earthly idea what show you're talking about, bro. I don't watch TV. I have a freaking 70 some inch TV that I don't watch. Right. I got it because it's freaking cool. I don't know, because I always thought it was a big TV would be cool. I don't watch it. Like I'm always educating in myself, whether it's YouTube, whether it's books, whether it's, no matter what it is.
I love that.
You have to know. Yeah. That I would say, besides setting goals, is that investing in yourself, investing, because yes. you only know what you know, and that's it. Like that's it. Like it, no matter what education, you know, schooling you had, if it's the wrong thing, like I seen a poll yesterday that yesterday's education is dead today. Like whatever you learned yesterday, forget it. Tomorrow's a new day, new things.
So it's an ongoing process. So what you're saying is so your personal growth, your personal wisdom acquisition, not just knowledge, but I would call it applied knowledge, because what you're talking about, Merv, is different. A lot of people go, well, I know a lot, you know, I've learned this and I've learned that. But when you're learning, your knowledge becomes education instead of implementation. Then we have this problem that I call the gap, right? The gap between what you know and what you're doing. And I think that's where a lot of people fall into is that space of knowledge without application. So applied knowledge. And what you're saying is that never ends. You always need to pour into yourself, then take action, because that's the second part. Learning alone doesn't mean anything. Nope. There are academia filled with people with a whole bunch of knowledge that couldn't run a business to save their life. Nope. So that is huge advice. So to that end, I'd like to ask you one more question before we wrap. When you came to Grow My Cleaning Company, you already had by most people's standards, a successfully large business running. What did you feel when you came to us? What was your next level? What was your motivation for coming in? And what's one thing that you, when you got in, that you either had an aha or a distinction that really helped? So two parts. One, what motivated you to come to us? And two, what's one thing that you would say was that distinction that you got?
Well, the reason I set like for New Year's resolution, like every year I decide that, okay, I'm not going to be the same as I was last year. So each year Merv's a new guy. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm always, that's my goal every year. I'm different than I was last year. So what I wanted this year was, I've never hired someone, you know, as a coach or mentor, whatever you want to call it. I've never paid for it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just decided this year that I thought that would be, important to maybe for the next step, you know, is to invest, you know, in, like I did back in the leadership days.
Right.
Invest
in yourself.
Thing. Yes. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's why I did that. Is you just thought it was time to, like you said, you can read all the books, you know, but I just think there comes a time when you have to have this right here, this one-on-one, like accountability, maybe. I don't know what, I guess if that's the right word.
Sure. We all do better when it's why all pro athletes have multiple coaches.
Right.
It's not that they can't be a good athlete by themselves, but we're all better when we have an outside perspective and that extra layer of push and accountability. Absolutely. So I love that. So what's one distinction or aha or something that you have learned since you've been with us that's made a difference?
Man, there's quite a few things I learned. I don't know what there were so many things, honestly, like I can't really just pick one. Man, I guess it helped me like run a smoother, like I knew a lot of this stuff already. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we know,
right.
We already know the answers to some things.
Yeah.
But it's just nice when someone confirms it for you, or like Mike or you guys say it a different way.
Right.
You hear it from a different angle, like, oh yeah,
exactly.
There it is. Like, what the word was I thinking, you know?
Yeah.
So, because there's so many things I couldn't just pick one and be like, that was my aha moment.
But what are a couple things that you've elevated or that you've evolved in your business that was helpful having those, that other insight, that other, outside perspective that said, have you looked at it this way? Or have you, you know,
I guess the one that I always knew, I read in books and heard it, seen it, heard people talk about it, was core values. I think there's other ways of saying it. What's the other way that some people use it in business? There's another word for it, but
culture.
Yes.
Ethos of the business. Whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, how do I figure that out? I could never figure out how the word, like I've talked to my wife, we talked to different people about it. And, you know, we was like, how the word do we do it? So we do have this, we thought we had something figured out, but we was never sure. So mm-hmm. that I'd say was one of like, holy smokes. That, like, that's pretty interesting how that all worked out. Like, we all, you know, we were doing it, or we are doing it, but we didn't even realize it, you know, right. Like we were going with that. So I guess that would be the one.
Awesome. And just for Clean Nation, you've heard Mike and me and so many of us on this podcast talk about how important core values are, not just to have them, but to have them in an action oriented framework that you can communicate and live through, and have your hiring funnel built around core values, have your culture of your business built around those core values. It even translates into how you relate to your customers and how they relate to you. And you sort of start to move away from this mindset, I guess, this mind frame of, well, we'll just take whoever wants to come, warm body syndrome in hiring. And it also helps you filter out the clients that you don't want either, because there are clients that, even though they've got a checkbook and they're waving it at you, doesn't mean that you need to take them or it's advantageous to take them. So core values is definitely at the base of everything we teach here in Grow My Cleaning Company. So, okay. Well, in summation, thank you so much, first of all, Merv, for coming and sharing your story. I think the big takeaways from today's talk, Clean Nation, is it starts with you. It starts and it ends with you. It's about you writing your goals down. It's about you making decisions. It's about you investing in yourself, because you're the number one asset to your business, period. If you don't grow, your business doesn't grow. So personal growth equals business growth. And that's a Tracyism that came from what Merv said today. So Clean Nation, if you're out there and you're saying, you know what? I'm ready to take my business to the next level. If Merv can do it, I can do it. Then reach out to us. We're here to support you. We'd love to have a chat with you. All you need to do is go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and get on with one of our expert coaches who can help you clarify what you want. That's what Merv said, right? You got to clarify what you want, where you're going before you can get there. So, thank you so much again, Merv. You've been amazing. And Clean Nation, we'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.